if you've ever gone to an internet search engine like Google and typed in a few words hoping to find information, you have an idea what's at stake in this next story. It involves an effort to block some searches on a computer database. Reproductive health researchers have access to a specialized database. They search it more or less the same way you search the internet. But something happened to that database, funded by the government and maintained by Johns Hopkins School of Public Health. Researchers were puzzled last week when a search for one term kept coming up empty. And this morning, we have more on the story. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports on what led the database to restrict searches involving the word abortion.
It all started when Gloria Juan, a librarian at the University of San Francisco, conducted a search on abortion for researchers using Popline, the world's largest database on reproductive health services. Juan told her boss, Gail Sorrow, what was happening.
She was doing an update of the search in the Popline database. She got fewer citations than the first time that she ran the search, which is unusual. So she contacted Popline. And the Popline administrator said yes, they had decided to turn the term abortion into a stop word.
Search engines ignore stop words.
The average user would go to the database and you would throw in abortion and you would get zero.
Sorrow complained to the administrator of Popline and to others.
Because abortion is a perfectly good noun, there's nothing wrong with it. And we sent it out to some other medical library listservs, so lots of medical librarians would know about this because this impacts your work. And then it just spiraled after that.
The federal agency that funds Popline, the U.S. Agency for International Development, cannot by law support abortion activities. Sandra Jordan of USAID says abortion statistics and research, however, are acceptable. But she says the agency did have problems with some materials on the site.
The materials on Popline about which USAID made its inquiry were abortion advocacy materials. Afterwards, Popline administrators then made the decision to restrict abortion as a search term.
So you did not ask them to, or USAID did not ask them to remove abortion as a search term?
No.
When the dean of Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, Michael Clagg, found out about the block, the search function for abortion was restored. After completing an inquiry, Clagg said yesterday that the block was an overreaction and identified the materials in question as seven articles in A, the abortion magazine. It is published by IPAS, an international reproductive rights organization. Executive Director Anu Kumar knew about the block, but didn't know it had anything to do with her organization.
We are disappointed, and we find it very unfortunate that under this administration, we can't even talk about abortion. We know that 40 million abortions take place every year, and nearly 20 million of them are unsafe. I mean, women are literally dying while we are dithering about these words.
The issue that led to the block focused on abortion as a human rights issue that included profiles of abortion rights advocates around the world. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.